Welcome to the PreparedX podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host, he creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Hello, and welcome to episode 55 of the PreparedX podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing the role, the important role, of the crisis coordinator. And for those of you that follow us and follow our material, you'll probably have heard of us mention this before, either in blogs or we may have mentioned it in a different podcast over the last few years. But I thought it warranted a full podcast of its own, so to speak, because it's certainly a role within the crisis management team that is becoming really important and always has been very important. But formalizing the role, I think, is something that organizations really need to consider. And I'll talk about why they need to consider that in a few minutes here. The government already does this. So we see this at the federal level with FEMA, at the local level, as well as, some county levels as well in some of the larger states where they have an EOC director. That's the name of the role. They have someone who basically coordinates the team as they come together. And so this is very similar in many ways, but obviously relevant to the, you know, the corporate crisis management team. And we would also advocate that any team that gets together within your organization, they could be a local team at a facility, manufacturing site, it could be an operation, or at the corporate level, and even at the senior level, should have someone who coordinates that team to make sure that everybody's on the same page, they can come together, and they can start to work through the various challenges that they've been presented with. Again, very important role, and I'll talk some more about how it may play out within a larger organization and use a couple of examples. So first of all, I'll talk about the profile itself of the crisis coordinator. And, this individual should be someone who's very familiar with the organization, probably not a junior person, but someone who's been with the organization for probably 3 to 5 years minimum, and someone who's fairly comfortable with dealing with various levels of management within the organization. Preferably someone who's not going to be close to the crisis or the emergency that's unfolding. So you probably, as it relates to a cyber event, you don't want someone from the cyber team to be this crisis coordinator, you know, because they're going to be busy. Or if it's health and safety related. So, you've got an active shooter event going on, head of security is going to be really busy. Coordinating the whole of the event is going to be difficult for that type of individual. So somebody who, again, who typically wouldn't be leading in any functional capacity during, any type of common crisis that you may be faced with. So, do some thinking around who that could be or who that should be within your organization. Project management is typically a good example of the type of individual, somebody who's good at organized and that can, really coordinate an event. So, project management is a good, background kind of job skill to have, although, other people and other areas of the organization may, may be able to do this role as well. So, have a think about who that individual is within your organization that can help facilitate. So during the crisis event itself, this individual, the crisis coordinator, can help facilitate the development and the implementation of the response plan. So the events unfolding, that individual can facilitate the team coming together and actual, the response piece, the communications, and I'll come on to that in a little bit more detail here. But someone who can, is confident enough and who, again, knows the plan well enough that can, be part of that or facilitate the implementation of that response plan. From a logistics standpoint, the individual should coordinate and plan logistics with the crisis management team leader. And that includes the briefing cycles. We've mentioned briefing cycles in previous podcasts as well as articles. So that's a really important part of this crisis coordinator role, making sure that people there are on time for these briefings, making sure that they understand where to be, you know, what number to call into if it's, you know, people, many people are calling in for that briefing. Where do they need to go to if you have a physical location? And we advocate, you know, that at least being one physical location where you can start to manage the event from, an EOC, an Emergency Operations Center, a Situation Room, or, you know, they're often called war rooms as well. Also, the logistics for audio and web conferencing, really important, understanding, you know, that type of technology. So that's, you know, one of the requirements based on an event unfolding. Also, manage a virtual command center, obviously, if that's applicable for your organization. So again, you know, understanding what that entails, making sure that everybody on the team that needs to be in that virtual command center, how they get in there and how to manage that, if that's a requirement. And then towards the end of the event, ensuring that lessons learned and the closure of the event is a formal process, and making sure that any checklists, any forms that need to be filled out and finalized, any reports that need to be put together, you know, based on the event, that they're completed as well. I think that's really important because often you get to the end of an event and it may be, you know, what some refer to as a near miss, or it may be a, you know, the crisis has been, you know, has not been a full, crisis, or it's not been a, you know, full emergency, but the team got together and started to work through the various challenges. Often, it doesn't get documented at the end. You know, what happened? Where can we learn from those various things that went well, and we can share with others in the organization, and those things that didn't go well, so we can improve on our processes. So making sure closing the event is really important, and that's certainly one of those roles. So on the proactive preparedness piece, so something that should be ongoing for the crisis coordinator is the training of the crisis management team and the exercise program to make sure that everybody goes through their paces and understands their roles and responsibilities. I think this is another really important one, because often some teams will just leave it down to other areas of the business to do their own training and exercises. But I think it's really important that that crisis management team, again, whether it's at the local level at a manufacturing site, it may be referred to as the emergency response team, or if it's at the corporate level and it's a crisis management team, I think it's really important that somebody, you know, coordinates that team on a regular basis. So if there's an area of the business that already is doing that, but they don't have an individual that's coordinating, you know, I think it's a good role for someone to have to make sure that things keep moving along from a training and exercise standpoint. One thing as well is you need a backup crisis coordinator. So think about that. That just came to me as I'm reading through a couple of notes here. You know, again, if the lead crisis coordinator is not available for whatever reason, then who's going to step into his or her shoes and make sure that they are trained up and understand the crisis coordinator roles is important as well. You know, some organizations may go down three levels as well, because sometimes, you know, you have two or three people, or you have a couple of people away at any one time. So making sure that's coordinated so people understand that, you know, if someone's not there, that, you know, the other person is going to step into, the backup is going to step into their shoes. On the proactive side, ensure rosters are ready to go. So if you have a crisis management roster, making sure that's up to date. Making sure that you've got the stakeholder register. So that's all the critical stakeholders that you may need to coordinate with as a crisis team, making sure that's up to date. Names, who owns the relationship with the stakeholder, you know, stakeholders' contact information. So that's a really important document. And that's often a common gap that comes up with the exercises that we conduct, understanding those relationships and building on those relationships. So another proactive piece that the crisis coordinator can help with. Also, obviously, the crisis plans are maintained. So again, another ongoing piece for the crisis coordinator. Another, again, important piece as well that you know, individual is, you know, is responsible for that. And then, so I'll just talk about the skills and knowledge and experience. I touched on it before a little bit with regards to some of the skills, but certainly strong leadership and communication skills. I mentioned project management experience preferred. Again, that's just to be well organized when you come into that chaotic environment, someone who can steady the ship, so to speak. Obviously, it's someone who works closely with the crisis management lead and can liaise with them, often, you know, working closely with them to make sure, again, steadying that ship in those first few minutes or hours of the event as it starts to unfold. So liaison close with the leadership or the leader of the crisis event, and that coordinator working closely with them is something that will be required. And then thorough knowledge of the crisis management process within the organization. So that's goes without saying. They need to know it inside out because they're going to be ones helping facilitate an unfolding event. And so that is, again, really, really important that they understand that and that their backup role, the backup people understand that as well. I touched on this before, but I think it's really important to mention it again. Not responsible for a function during the crisis. So, somebody that's outside of safety and security, for instance, if it's a safety and security event. Typically, safety and security would be active in any, you know, physical type of event and many other events as well as it relates to emergencies. So, think about that. Think about what kind of individual that should be from within your organization. And then the ability to remain calm under pressure. There's lots going on. We've often seen the crisis coordinator role being a high pressure role. So if you're doing your exercises, then bring in your backup coordinators and work together and, really start to, ask yourselves, what do I physically need to do? Am I managing documents as well? Or is someone else scribing for me as the crisis coordinator as I'm managing the whole of the incident? Some larger teams may require that. So think about that as a crisis coordinator. If you require someone to come in to start to document the events as they start to unfold, is that going to be one of your requirements as a crisis coordinator? We would say that you're overall responsible for it. But you may have, because you're busy coordinating all the pieces, you may have a scribe who's actually physically documenting the events as they unfold. So think about that as well. All those different types of documents that we spoke about during the event and the management of those as well as plans. Again, practice these. Can't overstate it enough in terms of, making sure you are fully up to speed with the processes, how the team's going to coordinate and come together, all the logistic pieces as well. So it may sound like a lot, but once you go through it and once you understand your role as the crisis coordinator and you've practiced it a number of times, the crisis management team understand what your role is, and then you go into your exercises and then into your real events that, they look to you to help coordinate and become the kind of master of ceremonies, so to speak. But obviously you still have a crisis management leader who's making the decisions, but from a coordination piece, the crisis coordinator becomes a really, really important role. So anyway, I hope that was useful for you. We've got some more information on this role. I'm sure there'll be some links within this podcast on our website. So take a look at the different information that we provided on this. If you want more information from me, then you can reach out via the website and touch base with me. Happy to discuss it in further detail and pass on any information that we have with regards to the role. And appreciate your listening in to episode 55 of the PreparedX podcast. Please rate us on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. Love to have your feedback in this post or wherever you're listening to this. Provide us feedback and rate us on any of the outlets, any of the podcast outlets. We'd appreciate the feedback and hope you have a safe and productive day. Thank you.